If you're able, please would you stand for the national anthem and remain standing at the end. Thank you.
God save our gracious King, long live our noble King, God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us.
The trustees and I were very sad to learn of the recent death of Susan Hogg, our Chair of Finance and General Purposes, trustee and former Chair of Trefoil Guild Scotland, who has done so much for Trefoil Guild and Girl Guiding. Before we start our meeting, we would like to pay tribute to her and to all of our Trefoil friends who are no longer with us with a minute's silence. Thank you. Please do sit down. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
And welcome to Scarborough, Northeast England, and our Trefoil Guild annual meeting. It's been absolutely wonderful that so many of you wanted to attend today. As you may know, we were oversubscribed, which is a wonderful problem to have. I know that some of you have slightly restricted views as a result, which is a plus, at least for the part of the meeting when I'm speaking, but I hope it won't detract too much for the rest of the afternoon. A special welcome to those of you who are attending your first annual meeting. I hope you have a super day and weekend if you're enjoying the area also, and that we'll see you again in future years. A big welcome too to all of our Girl Guiding guests, especially to our special guests. First of all, the Girl Guiding Northeast England Leadership Team, President Angie Goddard, Chief Commissioner Wendy Howard, Deputy Chief Commissioner Alison Cunningham, and Assistant Chief Commissioner Amy Solomons. Welcome also to Karen Palmer, County Commissioner for East Yorkshire, and Kirsty Quince and Susan Dickinson, County Commissioners for North Yorkshire North East. Now I'd like to see where all of you are from, if I can see through these very bright lights here. So please would you wave and make some noise when I mention your part of the world. So who has crossed the Irish Sea from last year's hosts Ulster? Who has dared to cross the border from Scotland into Sassenach country? Oh, they're loud, aren't they? Excellent. Who's come across the Pennines from the northwest? Where are our lovely Welsh dragons? Who, like me, has ventured up north from the southwest? Who has braved the road and rails from London and southeast? Where are all my Midlands friends?
Yay!
Who's come north from Anglia? Oh, they're loud too. Where are our friends from TGIFC and the National Guilds? few but perfectly formed. Who did park run this morning? Well done, ladies. I was very impressed. And where are our locals and hosts from Northeast England? Brilliant. It's wonderful to see you all and fabulous that we've got everybody represented. Now, the annual meeting is a time for looking back at the highlights of the previous year. My highlight of 2025 was the Trefoil Walking Week for a number of reasons. For the second event at a row, as first aider, I managed to frighten away potential patients with only one scratch to treat, which was a definite result. This weekend was a complete change weather-wise from our last event, with grey skies and rain rather than the glorious sunshine of 2023. However, the Trefoil spirit was as high as ever, and there was a great atmosphere throughout. Some of us communed with nature a little more than we'd intended. I decided to face plant the mud just before getting my walking poles out. My walking buddies had the good grace not to laugh until they were sure that they didn't have any damage or paperwork to deal with. They cleaned me up and off we went again. I also made my debut on a stage in a murder mystery production on the last night. I was so chuffed with one member's feedback that I wrote it down. She said, "I gave an uncannily natural portrayal of an out-of-touch aristocrat obsessed with champagne and cake." I think I found my niche. So what was your Trefoil highlight of 2025? Take a minute to share with your neighbour, but please do watch me for the signal to stop. Oh, you're so much better than the brownies. So while the best part of this event is getting active and finding friendship, there is an important governance aspect to the meeting. It's a chance for you to hear from our trustees as they report back on how they have been working for you. It's also a chance for you to meet them and let them have your feedback on how Trefoil is working for you. So do please let them know what you like about what's happening in Trefoil currently, any ideas for the future, and if there's anything you could be improved. They'll be around at tea and also this evening if you haven't had a chance to speak to them yet. I'd now like to welcome our chair, Jean Kelly, to present the report of our trustees on their work during 2025. Jean.
And now I have to multitask. Good afternoon, everybody. Are you out there? Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Now, all I can say is time is flying at a rate of knots. Yeah, 2 years already. I can't believe 2025 has gone and we're partway through 2026. Our last annual meeting was in Belfast, hosted by our amazing Ulster team, hosted by Karen Cochrane. 1,000 of you travelled to the meeting, and most of you took time out to have a holiday. I certainly did. I went to the Titanic exhibition, the Belfast Open Air Museum, and of course the Giant's Causeway. And that was an experience enhanced by the pouring rain. We had our speaker, Clodagh Dunlop, who had most of us in tears as she described how she battled with locked-in syndrome. Her book, Return to Duty, is certainly worth a read if you haven't had it already. Our evening joy was the youngsters from the Solar Stance Group and the quite splendid Belfast Operatic Society. We also reached out to the community, supporting an initiative aimed at tackling food poverty, calling Change the Menu for Good. But most of the day, as of today, reflected the time-honoured song, Make New Friends, But Keep the Old. Now, I do like a lot of fun and friendship, but the Board of Trustees and its committees also do a lot of work on behalf of all of you, and I'd like to thank all of them for all of their hard work. Some you may not know, so I'm going to ask them to stand up and give you a wave. So we have from Anglia, Karen Batten. We have Caroline Steer from Laser. We've got Elaine Dieck from Midlands. But we also have Jean Parks from the beginning of next month. And I know Jean's out there somewhere, so she'll be coming in posting. We've got Leslie Howarth, who's our host in North East England. Jean Lurich from North West England. Liz Daniels from South West England. Karen Cochrane from Ulster. Leslie Matthews from Coomera. And we have our two advisors, Mona MacDonald and Sally Hollingham. Anthea Lister, our treasurer, is unfortunately not with us today. And not forgetting Susan Hogg, who did much work for us as chair of FNGP. We've greatly missed. Oh yes, and there's me. And of course, not let's forget the support that we get from Della as our president. Now, Trefoil is very much... Up you get, girl. Take a bow. I always get something wrong. I'm really sorry. My humble apologies, my dear. Okay, so staff, we very much volunteer. We only have four members of staff supported by Marie. And we've got Courtney, Mel, and Sharon. But we've got a very simple... Hello, Sharon. We've got a very simple structure in Trefoil. We've got a board of trustees, a finance and general purposes, operational committee, and a magazine team. But last year, we opened a lot of our committees to grassroots members so we can reflect more of your views and opinions. We also have a task and finish group. And boy, did our task and finish group for thanks and recognition do us proud last year. Saying thank you is really important. We have a thanks and recognition badge and certificate, which is a great way of saying thank you. And we've got the Silver Trefoil Award, or the Trefoil Silver Award. I keep getting it the wrong way around. And that's the highest award in Trefoil. And we only presented it to two members last year. And congratulations to Hilary and Deborah on their awards. But we really need to have more ways of saying thanking our members. So our Task and Finish group worked up the Trefoil Award. Think of it as an in-betweener between thanks and recognition and the Trefoil Silver Award. It recognises members for dedication and contribution to Trefoil. So if you know somebody who should be recognised and given that special thanks, do get nominating. But we also found that we had a gap for recognising a job well done. So the group devised another thank you, which is the service bar and certificate. So this is for anybody who's held a Trefoil role for more than 3 years. And I would like to present today, I'm not going to get them to come up because that would be far too difficult, but I'd like to present the very first today to Elaine Dieck, Chair of Midlands, who completes her term of office next month. So Elaine will get, after this meeting, the service bar and the certificate. Well done. So, I want to make a thank you, please, to the Task and Finish group. So, can they please stand up and take a bow? We have Leslie Matthews, Alison Heaton, Leslie Matthews, and take a bow, thank you. Leslie Heaton, Wendy Ingle, Lou Salmon, Mona MacDonald, Elaine and Lauren Disley, and a real special mention here for Lauren, who did much of the detailed badge designs. And I have your very own new Thanks Award, Trefoil Award. Thank you. Thank you very much. Which I'll give you after the meeting. But well done and thank you. So good communication is really important. And after each board meeting, we make sure we send out a highlight report for everybody. We produce 4 issues of the Trefoil magazine a year. But what you might not realise is that we've also got the Trefoil Extra. And that's published on the website with any stories that we can't fit into the magazine. So do look out for that. We've got our website, which gives you and the wider public an insight to what we do. And each of your countries and regions have their own portal to share what you've been up to. The Board of Trustees, as Della's already said, won't know what you want or what you think unless you tell us. And thank you to all of you who have reached out over this last year. It is really welcomed. So do talk to me or Della when we come out to your meetings. And I've had the joy of meeting so many of you at your annual events. Since becoming chair, I've been meeting members from North East England, South West England, Leicester, Midlands, Wales, Scotland and Ulster, and plan to get to North West England later this year. Embarrassingly though, I haven't managed to get to Anglia yet. Sorry. Of course, Trefoil members find friendship in all they do. We get active, we get involved, we give support, particularly for communities both home and and abroad. But we also have our advisors. So in March, I had once again positive feedback from our country and region advisors at their residential, which is always a very lively affair. And I just want to stress, actually, that our advisors are really our unsung heroes. They do so much to support Trefoil for us nationally and also for you in the background. They should be your first point of call for things such as branding, international and program issues. International, we had our international trio weekend last year, and we've also had Topaz teams doing projects in Lesotho, and we had a Thailand project team out there in January this year. But not everybody can go or wants to go abroad. So last year, we launched International at Home. It's a real chance to explore another country without leaving your own. No flight delays. I spent 5 hours in Heathrow when I visited Ulster earlier this year. Nor do you have any new European entry and exit palaver. I spent several hours in April trying to get into Italy. So International at Home very much is just about fun and exploring new places. And in our June magazine, you will have also read about our exciting new venture to Rajasthan. So do sign up and learn more about it. Places are limited. Our other challenges continue to be popular, including Motivate, Stars, and the Voyage Award. And the Voyage Award is a real personal challenge, an opportunity to learn new skills, perfect others, and get involved. And I'm delighted to say 99 members achieved their Bronze Award, 52 their Silver, and 42 their Gold. Congratulations to all of you. But I found out that over 1,300 of you, and that's more members that's in this room now, haven't yet completed it. Now put your hand up if you've actually said, actually, I'll do Voyage Bronze, but actually never actually completed it. Is there anybody else there going to confess? Yes. I'm sorry, Jean Mullane, I still haven't completed it. So that includes me as well. So a challenge out there for all of you who have started your Voyage Award. Let's see how many of us can finish it next year. And of course, Della's already mentioned the National Walk. It's a lovely picture of Della here. This was just after the aftermath. And 100 of us went on the walk. It was great fun. And as Della said, the weather at times was a tad wet. But we all had a great time, and a big thanks to Diane Bollam and Sheila Leet, who did much of the organisation for it. Whilst we do have a great deal of fun, we are a charity, and Trefoil does do lots to support guiding, scouting, and local and wider communities. Throughout 2025, I've been again reminded about how much our members do towards our charitable purpose. So nationally, we play an active part in supporting new girl guiding units, providing new starter packs. Our Belfast annual meeting raised £348 for changing the menu for good. In this annual meeting, Scarborough is raising funds for St Catherine's. But most of the work is done by you. And I just want to give a little flavour across the countries and regions of how you give that support. So in Laser, Paddock Wood has been busy filling trefoil planters with flowers. And you know, that's a lovely way of supporting the community. Sussex Hive and other trefoil members helped at the International Jamboree in West Sussex with international visitors from as far afield as the Congo, USA and Japan. Northeast Guilds helped at the Cheshire Show, and some guilds make comfort bags for hospitals and hospices. And at Ulster, several guilds completed a sponsored walk for Lorne and also supported the Children's Hospice with a Taste of Christmas event, raising over £1,000. I won't forget Scotland this time. Scotland sponsored four places for girls to attend the Scottish camp at Fordal Firs. And in Wales, members have been active raising funds for RNLI, baby banks, and providing laundry tokens for the homeless. Jill Clay, a trefoil member and granddaughter of Robert Baden Powell, did a wind walk to support scouting. And I think it's next week, is planning another one to raise funds for WAGS. In Anglia, Gerard Cross and Denham raised money for Chalfont Epilepsy Centre from a purple party. And purple's evidently the colour of epilepsy. I didn't know that. And North East England saw 40 members on an activity holiday supporting local projects while on board the Spirit of Endeavour. They did all manner of different things, including pig racing. And I didn't explore further what that was. They also knitted hats for premature babies and raised £90 for Copperfield, and that's a breast awareness charity aimed at young women under 30. In Midlands, Ashby Trefoil helped with a litter pick, and Elton Trefoil helped Girl Guiding Nottinghamshire by running a Guides Have an Adventure Day. In South West England, Clutton Trefoil raised money for Great Western Ambulance Charity with things like a monthly sale, a penny pot, an afternoon tea, and cake sale. And their effort hit the new local newspapers, which is great publicity and a fantastic effort. The Achilles Ranger Boathouse was in urgent need of repair, and Berkshire's grant helped replacing the rotting and slippery steps. And last but no means least, by our friends up there from TJFC, I think that's where they were, in TJFC, Gibraltar, Bermuda and St Helena have been supporting guiding in their regions. Gibraltar raised money for local charities, and Pinosa and District had market stalls and donated to WAGS Thinking Day Fund and local charity Iguals. Now, in 2025, we also held a conference, which I'm sure a lot of you attended. Each country and region sent a team. There was plenty of fun and friendship and an awful lot of chatter, but we also did an awful lot of hard work, looking at our current priorities for Trefoil, and also looking at new ones. Our final list of priorities, as you can see, falls into six categories, and they should hold no surprises. Membership growth, member support and opportunities, governance and communications. They're existing priorities, and they need to continue. But we've also added supporting our communities and making Trefoil greener. We need to look after our environment. Post-conference, Southwest England launched their own eco-challenge. But basic things about how we use our resources should also be considered. Today at this programme, we reduced our programme from 8 pages to 4, saving paper and reducing our costs. And what can you do in your trefoils to save our planet? 14 members of the board alone can't take these priorities forward. I hope many of you have put your names forward to actually help support taking those priorities forward, or will do so in the future. As you can appreciate, membership continues to be our biggest focus area and probably the biggest one to tackle. But before I come back to membership, we had an interesting question at Swanwick. Can all members wear the promise badge? So in Trefoil, you have the choice of making your promise or signing up to our aims and ethos. The consensus has been that your promise badge is just that. It's something to show that you have made the promise, and it's very special. So we've come up with one more badge, because you haven't got enough badges. We've come up with one more badge, and that's the membership badge. It's smaller than the promise badge, and it's something that anybody can wear alongside their promise badge or just on its own. And those will be in our shop in about 6 weeks' time. But whatever badge you wear, please wear it with pride. Now, I do like a graph. I'm sorry, I do like a graph. Now, this one did something similar last year. So this shows our new members joining and people leaving. So the lovely mustard line is the new members. And at the top, you've got 2026, and at the bottom, you've got 2022. So the mustard line, all that's showing is that every year, typically, about 1,200 new members join Trefoil. But the blue line is longer, and that's the number of people who leave Trefoil, usually due to ill health. But as you can see, blue line greater than mustard line, that means our membership is slowly reducing. But if you look at the green line, actually there's a little bit of little glimmer of good news there. So in 2024, that's the middle bit. The green line is quite long. The gap was about 500 members. But last year, and at census this year, the gap's only about 250. So that's got smaller. So let's see what we can do not to have a green line next year, please. And just one little mention about age. Similar to last year, a third of our members are under 70, two-thirds are over 70. But there is also good news out there. So 18 to 15-year-old group, okay, so green line, so just look at the green line. Green lines are showing 2025. The mustard line is 2026. The mustard line is bigger. That means we've got more members in the 18 to 50 age group year on year. So if you're in that age group, can you please bring your friends along to meetings? please bring them along to meetings. And also, those people who are in Rangers or in Aspire, actually tell them their next step is to join Trefoil. Look at the fun you're having. Get them to join in. So just a quick roundup, looking ahead for 2026. Okay, so we've got this wonderful event. And of course, this evening, we've got Nicola Mills and the Saltburn Smugglers. I hope you've all got your singing heads on. We've also got the International Experience in Rajasthan on offer, Trio Weekend in September. You've got Motivate Stars and the Voyage Award, particularly those who've started their voyage at Bronze and haven't actually completed it. The details of the National Walk for 2027 will be in our upcoming magazine. And we're looking at a new World Centre badge to be launched in December magazine, which you can use alongside International at Home or for Thinking Activities in 2027. Or why not start at holiday for next year? And coming up shortly will be an interesting interlude of Trefoil wear, which should be quite interesting. So basically, in conclusion, tell your friends about Trefoil, what we do, how much fun we have, bring them along to the next meeting. A big thank you for all of you being such an important part of Trefoil, and see you all next year, if not before.
Thank you, Jean, for your leadership, and to you, the trustees, and all our other committee members for your hard work during 2025. Now, unfortunately, our new treasurer, Anthea Lister, is unable to be here today due to a prior commitment, but she's very much looking forward to attending next year. I'd like to thank Karen Batten for ably deputising for Anthea. Karen is chair of Anglia Region and is our country and region representative on the Finance and General Purposes Committee, and she'll give you the finance report on Anthea's behalf. Karen.
I've been told I've got to stand this side because you won't see me behind the lectern. So the financial review of 2025. In your programme, you've been given a copy of the summary of accounts for 2025. The slides I'm about to show you will give a breakdown of the main sources of income and expenditure and are restricted and unrestricted combined. Total income in 2025 was £543,500, an increase of £205,600 on 2024. This is due to a grant from the annual meeting, a legacy from a former member, and income from the National Conference and Walking Holiday, both which took place in 2025. As you can see, £279,400, or 51% of our income, the one in orange, comes from our member subscriptions. Donations and legacies, the dark blue section, totals £119,000, or 22%. In 2025, we were fortunate to receive a large legacy of £80,000 from a former member. And also, after a lot of form filling, we received a grant from the Belfast and Northern Ireland Conference Support Scheme of £39,700 towards the cost of our annual meeting in Belfast. Membership activities, the green section, totaled £52,300, or 9.5%. And this category includes the annual meeting fees, together with merchandise sales. The National Conference in light blue, held every 4 years, generated income of £29,500, and the walking holiday, the burgundy section, which happens every other year, is budgeted to be self-funding and generated an income of £42,400. Total expenses in 2025 were £475,000, an increase in £107,000 on 2024. The main category of expense is members' activities and services, and we allocate a proportion of our staff and overhead costs to each of these categories. Membership support, the green section, totals £232,300, includes the cost of the national conference and the walking holiday, as well as the cost of maintaining a membership database and website. The cost of producing the magazine in the light blue section is £118,800, which is slightly up from 2024. The annual report, the burgundy section, cost £113,000 in 2025, which is also slightly up from 2024. The annual meeting in light green cost £79,700 in 2025, compared to the cost in 2024 of £49,700. However, the 2025 cost was subsidised by the grant of £39,700 from the Belfast and Northern Ireland Conference Support Scheme. Conference costs in dark blue were £26,900 in 2025, compared to £38,000 in 2024, a reduction of £11,200. Governance costs, including the expenses of the board and its committees, together with the cost of the independent examiner, and the reduction is due to lower costs for meetings in 2025. We've got a bit more economical. Overall, and including the gain on the re-evaluation of investments, and the Trefoil Guild generated a surplus in 2025 of £101,400, compared to a deficit for 2024 of £15,800. As at the 31st of December 25, the Trefoil Guild held reserves of £884,600. This amount is 24% is restricted, 4% is designated, and the balance of £629,900, or 71%, is held for general purposes. The restricted funds include the holiday fund, which gives financial help to those unable to afford one, and the bursary fund, which provides help with the cost of training and attendance at Trefoil gatherings. The designated funds include the Support, Development and Relief Fund, which provides help to Girl Guides and Girl Scouts and communities worldwide, and the Platinum Fund, which provides assistance to members with disabilities or serious illnesses. The Trefoil Guild funds are held in managed investments valued at £517,800, or 59% of our total. Interest-bearing deposit accounts total £214,000, or 24%. And other net current assets total £152,600, or 17%. This final slide gives a breakdown of how your annual national subscription of £21 in 2026 will be spent. 29%, or £6.10, goes towards the cost of the magazine. 3.7%, or £0.77, goes towards the cost of the annual meeting. 1.6%, or £0.34, goes towards the cost of the advisors' weekends. 6.5%, or £1.37, goes towards the cost of governance. And finally, 59%, or £12.40, goes towards the cost of member support, which includes staff wages, office expenses, the website and the database. I hope you will agree that we are spending your subscription wisely, and that at £21 a year, membership of the Trefoil Guild is a bargain. This ends Anthea's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. It's always reassuring to know that our money is being looked after prudently and with careful thought, so thank you for that. Now, for some reason that I cannot imagine, the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts did not consult the UK Trefoil Guild calendar when setting the date of their triennial World Conference. And this is currently taking place in Cambodia. Of course, the chief guide needs to be there rather than here and sends her apologies for missing our meeting, which I know she enjoys and she always prioritises. She is with us in video, however. So over to virtual Tracy Foster to give us an update on all things girl guiding.
And I'm really sorry that I'm not with you today, but hopefully, if my plane's on time, I am travelling to Cambodia for the WAGS World Conference, and I hadn't quite factored in that we needed to go on Saturday. Unfortunately, nobody else from the team could take up the kind invitation from Jean and the team, so I am really, really sorry that none of us are there, but I hope you are having a fantastic weekend so far. I just wanted to give you a few minutes of highlights that we've done this year. You'll be aware we're in our second year of our strategy, and we're really looking at that reach and impact we have for girls and young women across the whole of girl guiding. And I've done some great work with the Girl Guiding Inspired offer, reaching girls in schools, and hopefully those girls will then come to the core offer of girl guiding. We're also beginning some work in one of the regions with mosques and looking at girls and young women from the community that go into mosques, and hopefully be able to develop that offer too. For the first time in a few years, we've now noticed that our girl numbers are dropping. So we need to do something about this. We need to make sure we're still attracting girls, we're still attractive to girls and young women too, and that we continue to offer the great fun and adventure and opportunities that we know that we offer in girl guiding. We also know from data that girls that come to guiding and experience girl guiding are more confident than girls that don't. So we need to keep championing this, don't we? But of course, to reach more girls, we need more volunteers. So I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers that are here today for giving up your time and dedication to girl guiding. We know, you know, every hour we give makes a real difference to the lives of girls and young women, to make them more confident, to have skills for the future and also friends for life. So why wouldn't you come to girl guiding? That's what we need to keep saying. You'll know that we've had some challenges this year, with the particular big challenge of the Supreme Court ruling back in April and the changes we've had to make to our ED&I, our equality and diversity policies and inclusion. Very difficult time, difficult for us as trustees of Girl Guiding, but we've had a really careful, considered plan, which has been a long implementation plan as well, so that those girls, young women and indeed adult women that may have to change their roles with us have time to go to their summer activities, and those that need to leave us, sadly need to leave us, will be able to do so by the 6th of September. So we know that we've got our shared goals, and these are from our strategy, and you can see that we want to still have that unrivaled experience for girls, be girl-led. They are really at the centre of everything we do. And we're continuing to work with our girls and young women on our 11 plus offer. Not to say we're changing the programme, because the programme is amazing. It's what else can we do to make it more attractive so that girls stay in that guide age for much longer. Although statistically, This last year, we've had more Ranger units open than ever. So that age group are really engaged with us at the moment, which is absolutely fantastic. Rewarding and flexible volunteering, really looking at what we mean by flexible volunteering. And that might mean that we have to change our culture of weekly meetings for some people. Nowhere does it say we have to meet every week, but traditionally that's what we do. But maybe it suits volunteers and girls to do once a month or twice a month. So, just looking at what we really mean by that flexible offer. And of course, the other two, as you can see, we're working very hard on being impactful, visible, sustainable, all of those things. These goals are across everything we do, but really with girls at the heart, girls and young women at the centre. So this year is our new uniform. I'm so excited. I can't wait for everyone to see it now. There's been some sneaky peeks with regions, with small groups. There's been some sneaky peeks now started to be on the website. The actual brandy t-shirt is on the website now. And you will have seen, hopefully, during the Volunteers Week, we launched a garment called a Snugby, which is a cross between the much-loved rugby shirt and a sweatshirt. It's really soft. It's really warm. So only probably for the winter for some of us, but it's beautiful. You can see that we have the 1910 badge there that we've popped on quite a lot of the region, the range of uniform. And it's a nod to the past, to those women who and girls that went and said, come on, we need something for us. So it's that pioneering legacy. So since 1910, there may be some of you in the audience will say, oh, but it was 1909. That was when the rally was. 1910 was when Girl Guiding Association was formed. So that's why we've chosen 1910. But we want the uniform to get across who we are, be really comfortable for everyone, whatever shape, size you are, what you like as well. So there'll be a range. So some people like a shirt, some people like a polo shirt, some people like a t-shirt. There'll be core bits for all of us to choose from. Blue is still there, I can tell you. Blue is our core offer. And I know that you'll have launched your blue, I think it's a zip up today or this week, which will be really great because it ties in with the whole family. We want it to be sustainable, so we've searched new partners to make our uniform. So it's sustainable, it's eco-friendly, it washes well, it keeps well. And that it's really inclusive, like I say, whatever shape and size you are, whatever you feel comfy in, you've got something to choose from. And most importantly, we want it affordable. There's no timeline for a transition for this uniform to be out of date. We'll have the two running alongside. Some people might find that quite difficult, but lots of brands across the whole of the brand in society often have two until they've run out of one, and that's what we continue to do. I know that if you're working with Rangers, you can't buy a new Ranger uniform for love nor money at the moment, so I think that age group are definitely going to be inspired by the new. And just a quick slide here, this is just an AI slide, but I like it. Girl guiding, future ready. We might use this, we might not, but not just work ready. It's about real confidence ready for the future. We don't want everybody to think that they have to be work ready, but that confidence that you can grow, that you can do, you can have those life skills. So that's really working with that those girls, as I said, at the centre, looking at what is it that we offer? What's our uniqueness? What can we continue to sell, as in sell to the rest of society that often says, oh, you're still here, Girl Guiding. Yes, we are. We're alive and well, and we are doing an amazing job. So, future ready. Just looking at, you know, those things, as I said before, that 11 plus offer, and really trying to see if we can make a difference for keeping and attracting girls from that age group. But as I said, for the first time in the last couple of quarters we've seen, and in last year as well, end of last year, we saw a drop in our brownie age group number for the first time. Of course, demographics, population all come into that, but we want to have all of the girls we've got, don't we, to come to us. So we've really got to continue to shout out about Girl Guiding, and really an ask really from everybody here. Remember to talk about us. Remember to talk about Girl Guiding alongside Trefoil, as we always do. Available, for fun and friendship and other great challenges from 18 plus, anyone can be a member of TREFL. And I really thank TREFL Guild for all their support, ongoing support to Girl Guiding members, ongoing support with our international offer, and just that working together as sisters in the neighbourhood and communities that we belong in, and indeed in the national arena too. So thank you to all of you. I'm really sorry that, again, that I'm not there to say this in person. One of the big things we're working on in this next year is digital transformation. Those of you who use Go will know that Go is our Girl Guiding Organiser platform. Beginning to be quite old and tired, we've now invested in a new CRM, so a new platform that's going to do everything we need it to do. It's going to take a while to get it to implementation stage, but we've made some really good steps for this. And I want to make it as easy as possible for volunteers to use those databases that we need to use the forms that we need to use, to download things, to be able to find things. We want to make it as easy as possible, and it's all in one place. So watch out, there's going to be a big change for digital transformation over the next couple of years. So just to round off, we've worked with more partners this year. We want to reach more girls this year. We want to continue to reach more girls in their own communities, where they are. And we want to be really well known widely across Girl Guiding and across the UK and beyond for the impact we have on girls and young women. And together we can achieve this, can't we? Together we can achieve more if we all work together. And I really firmly believe that. So thank you so much. I'm sorry I'm not with you, and I hope to see you all again very, very soon.
I'll pass on thanks to Tracy for keeping us in the loop. There's always so much we can do to support Girl Guiding, isn't there? And it's always good to hear how they continue to keep relevant to the girls and young women of today. And now, a lighter interlude. Looks worriedly over to the left. I think we're all right. So those of you who wear trefoil wear have been very patient since the rebranding exercise. And we know that stock of key items has been very limited. There's not been a good level of choice of garments available. The cost of living is also a big issue at the moment, so pricing is key. The trustees have been working on a solution that will give a wider range of good quality items at a reasonable price and available without the risk of large stock levels for the organisation, as we seek to provide a good fit for our wide range of shapes and sizes. We hope that our new service will work efficiently for you and give you what you want for a competitive price. Now, here is our new range of items, which will shortly become available from our new supplier. The quality is good and the price is keen. For example, the unisex polo shirt price will reduce from £20 to £9.50 before postage and packing costs. Trefoil is not taking any profit or contribution from the cost of these items. You're literally paying for the item only. Now, it's all very well seeing these items on a slide, isn't it? But what do they look like on real people? Let's see then, as at great expense, we welcome our professional models to the stage. Firstly, let's look at that workhorse of trefoil wear, the unisex polo, which Alison and Jean are modelling for you here. Available in trefoil red, this versatile garment is available in sizes from extra small to 4X and is a mixture of polyester and cotton. It features the trefoil logo sensitively placed on the left breast and has a taped neckline. Here you can see how it looks on our average and taller members. Give us a twirl, ladies, so we can see the full coverage where we need it most. Thank you. Now, some of our members have been asking for a more form-hugging feminine fit to show off our curves. Own up, who was that? Anyway, we listened, and this is our ladies' polo shirt. Available in smaller sizes than the unisex, this garment features side slits for ease of movement around the nether regions, as demonstrated by Mona and Karen. It's priced the same as the unisex polo at £9.50 before postage. Thank you, ladies. Now, a hoodie is a much requested item, and we can now provide this attractive, warm and comfy navy hoodie with red accents in sizes from small to XXL. The warm cotton-faced and fleece-backed fabric will keep you cozy on midnight camping toilet outings. And the front pouch pockets will hold all your important items or your hands. Our new hoodie will cost £22.50 before postage. Fleeces are still a very practical and popular garment for those cooler days, and we can now offer a navy variant, as well as our signature red, for those who, like myself, for whom red is not a good look, or who just don't have enough navy in their wardrobes. There are two zipped pockets, and the length is just right to keep everything cozy. Available from extra small to 4X, this will cost just £15.50 before postage. Sometimes you just want extra warmth in your body with your arms free. And we now have two items to cover this need. A padded gilet in navy with red accents, and a navy fleece gilet for a softer hug. The padded gilet is available in sizes to 4X and the fleece to 3X. The padded gilet is made from recycled polyester and is showerproof, windproof, and breathable. Perfect for trefoil walking weeks. There are three zipped pockets, two ideal for your hands, and a breast pocket for your map card and compass, or more likely your phone. This is available for £25 before postage. The fleece gilet is quick dry and has two front pockets and is just £14 before postage. Thank you. Thank you. Now, the final item in many a fashion show is the wedding dress. But being trefoil, we have our own star item, the new trefoil beanie. This Hygge fashion essential features a luxuriously large three-coloured bobble, a cosy shearing lining, and a heavyweight ribbed design. You can even tear the label out for irritation-free wear. This must-have item will cost £10.50 before postage, and I gather you've already sold out of them all in the shop today, so that's excellent. Brilliant. Thank you, ladies, for being brave enough to make your modelling debuts. Now, they will have these items with them on during tea, so please do have a look if you would like to, but please ask before you touch. Now, one important thing that we learned from this experience, when ordering, please measure yourselves carefully and use the size charts that are provided on the website. Order the size you are, not the size you used to be or would like to be, and you should be happier with your purchases. Now, please do bear with us as we start working with our new provider, as there may be some teething issues initially, all items are going to be embroidered to order rather than sitting on a shelf waiting to be packed. Hopefully you will like and enjoying the new range. I know you'll let us know one way or the other. Look out for how to order in the coming weeks.
Oh, she's gone. for sharing your inspirational, humorous and moving story with us today. Through your experiences, you have shown us that ageing is not something to fear, but an opportunity for growth, adventure and self-discovery. Your honest reflection on overcoming challenges, finding your voice and embracing new possibilities reminds us that it is never too late to pursue our own dreams and live our lives to the fullest. Your story has touched us, challenged us, encouraged us to think differently about aging, happiness, and the possibilities that will inspire many of us long after today. We are grateful that you were able to join us here in Scarborough. We sincerely hope you enjoy many more adventures and experiences. I look forward to reading your book. I have listened to your podcast, but I will listen to more. Let's all go out there and live our best lives. Please join me in thanking Siobhan for a brilliant speech. Thank you.
I've put that one in my to-do list, I think. So I'm sure while we're all together here, we'd like to thank Leslie and her wonderful team from North East England and also all the staff here at the Spa for hosting us today and giving us such a wonderful event. I think the atmosphere has been absolutely brilliant, but thank you. Of course, the excitement isn't finished for today. We've got our entertainment back here this evening. Just your usual reminder, don't forget your ticket, or you might not make it through the door. Our good security people are quite tough, you know, when you get them going. So do bring your ticket. Apart from that, I am very much looking forward to seeing everyone at next year's annual meeting on Saturday the 12th of June at De Montfort Hall in Leicester. Sorry? Saturday the 5th of June at De Montfort Hall in Leicester. It is the 12th. The 12th of June.
Thank you.
Okay. It'll be in Trefoil. But it's 12th in my notes. Anyhow, this will be a great chance to explore the Midlands. You can head to space at the National Space Centre. You can learn all about Richard III and his car park. You can have a fabulous curry on the Golden Mile. And you can learn to make a proper pork pie at Melton Mowbray. I can recommend that one. Really good. So we're going to close our afternoon meeting now by singing Daylight Taps, which is going to be led by Kath Shooter and the West Yorkshire South Singers. After we finish singing, please can we ask you to sit while we disappear and you get your very important and detailed instructions for tea. Ladies.
Thanks and praise.